What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Good morning, Ozzy. How are you?
Good morning, my people. Doing well. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Pretty
you
good.
You were up all night, buddy.
Yeah, late night.
Holy
Oz.
Cow.
Well, you know what's funny? It's a funny thing because when I call my wife, say, hey, the game's delayed. I think they're going to start about 8:30. And she's very, very smart kind of lady. She say, well, you just take it like they're playing in the West Coast. They don't worry about it. You know, that's. You have to do what you have to do. That's not the first rodeo you've been with the rain delay in Chicago. You know, it was a fast game. Oh, my God. You know me. It was a very, very fast game. Thank God the White Sox win that game.
Ozzy, it was impressive to see Adrian Hauser sign during the day, 1 year, $1.3 million, and then start at night. How unusual is that for a pitcher to join an organization and then go right to the mound? And what did you think of his performance?
Oh, the performance was outstanding. You know what I mean? Wow, take Canon, Martin, all those guys take like a month to win the first game. All of a sudden, these kids coming out, win the first game, his first outing. It was outstanding. You know, six innings with only three walks, no runs. Outstanding. You know, another great performance by the starters of the Chicago White Sox. I wish the offense was a little bit better. Can help everybody yesterday throw the ball very well. You know, I mean, just you can see Wilson laying the game exactly the same type of game it was the night before when Rodriguez hit a home run and he come out strike out Rodriguez. It was outstanding effort for the White Sox yesterday. It was special for the pitching staff.
The winning never stops at Four Winds Casinos with locations in New Buffalo and South Bend. Four Winds Casinos, your entertainment escape. And Ozzy, obviously, it was good to see the White Sox get a win after an awful weekend at Wrigley. They got nothing accomplished, really, and then losing at home in the first game against Seattle. But, we played in your open. Your take on the fact that Miguel Vargas was hit by Brad Keller in that final game. And and since then, it was kind of interesting. The boys in the afternoon, they were talking with some people, and they had more to the story, the idea that somehow Vargas, by blocking Pete Crow Armstrong earlier in the game from being able to see the ball land in the outfield, he was going to try to tag up. The Cubs third base coach started yelling at him, barking at him. There just was an incident that we hadn't talked about before that play. And then the takeaway was kind of, well, what does that mean? Was that on purpose then because of what the gamesmanship involved in blocking the play? Is this over with, Ozzy, or do you think there will be some retribution the next time the two teams play?
when you're going to do that, you do it right away. The same game you just you're dealing with it. You know what I mean? I think when you know I saw the replay when Vargas was you know was blocking the thing. You know what I mean? Just like I think that's a very very bad judgment by the tour base coach. He was in the front. Yes, he was in the front. Of course he was. But, you know, was blocking the view of the plate. That boy was in the warning track. That he never going to be thrown at the plate. And but after that, when that got hit, I said, well, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to believe Kelly is just, you know, throw that in there. I said, I see all these little thing details. He got me I was thinking about the wrong way. You know what I mean? Like, wait a minute. If they hit him just because these guys threw the bat, after that, I just say, oh, they hit it because that situation? I think you just go retaliate right away. When that happened, the first hitter, you hit my player, I got to hit yours. Because that could have hit him and hurt him. You know what I mean? Something worse could have happened. I know I don't try to hit him. The ball, I try to throw the ball inside. The boys slip out of my hands, all that kind of, they can come up with any excuse because this not only happened to the Cubs pitcher. I think it happened to everybody in baseball. Nobody had the guts for me to say, yes, I throw it out of him because he did this at third base. I say when Freddie Garcia hit, he tried to hit, Jerry Hairston Jr. I said, don't hit the guy can hit. They hit the real guy. Then you know me. The soon that Higuchi got hit by Maddox, Freddie Garcia said, don't worry about it. I'm going to get one. And he did it. And by the way, their lead thought it was me to tell Freddie Garcia to hit him. And Freddie Garcia said, I did it myself. I don't need Ozzy to tell me to hit somebody to protect my player. And that's the way we used to play the game. Now it's like, you know me, like that. Now it's. Now, I think it's funny. You know what I mean? I think it's funny, but they hit it on purpose. Of course they did.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it, Oz. That's a good memory. And obviously, everyone remembers Freddie Garcia doing that for the Sox. All right, let's talk about Vargas for a second because he is the American League Player of the Week, and he was at the center of everything over the weekend, had a great series against the Cubs. How good can he be, and does he remind you of anybody that you either managed or played with?
You know, I'm not going to get too excited about it. He had a great week because I don't see him. That's the first time I see him getting real hot in like half a year last year. When he went through the season this year, I'm excited about it. I think he did some tweak with his hands. I don't know exactly what he did. He's seen the ball better. To me, you know, chasing that many bad pitches, not strike out that much. When you swing up strikes, you had a great opportunity to have the week or the you know, I mean, maybe more than the week, what he's doing now. I'm excited about it. Of course I do. Finally, we see something very positive at a White Sox offense. But in the end of the day, I had to wait a little bit better, more longer to see exactly what it be. And I like what I see so far. You know, you just say swing the bat very well. They trade him for a reason. When they made the trade, I was against that. Not just because I was a big Kopech fan, right. But I think little by little, I think the trade looked a little bit better. And hopefully it's continue to do what it do. The weather is going to cooperate a little bit, and hopefully next couple months, because we don't have good weather yet. White Sox don't have good weather yet, maybe for a few days. And hopefully that helped him to get better.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and that leads us to Luis Robert Jr. because, you know, we just heard him. We just played it, the segment before, of him talking through the translator and saying, well, I don't know who wants to trade for me. It just, I got to tell you, I mean, he is so off the boil. He's so mediocre right now. I don't think there is a trade market for him. I don't think you'd get anything for him. I know he's running the base as well, but he's hitting like Vaughny, for God's sake. It is just, I don't know what happened to him. I don't know where it's gone wrong. Maybe when the weather warms up, he'll start hitting again, but he's not, you know, Ozzie, that was a player that you thought was going to be like an MVP candidate a couple years ago, and it's just all gone the wrong way.
Well, just like when you hit the ball, you know, I mean, last couple of days hadn't been hitting the ball hard. Mm. Good approach at the plate, maybe two at bat, that's it. But when you don't swing strikes, I don't care who you are, you got to get out. By the way, I said that early in the season, they're not going to pitch to him because he's the only guy he's going to scare you in the lineup. They're going to pitch around him. You know, they pitch around him, especially with Bonnie hitting that way. They're going to pitch around him. He's going to chase pitches. They're going to make chase more pitches. That's one thing about it. I want to believe this guy will come up soon the weather get better. I want to believe, because I think we've seen him before, but it happened too fast. Like every time you see a batter hand, like why you swing the first pitch? Why you chasing that pitch? Why you take 3-2 ball right in the middle of the plate? You take it. I think he said that in Spanish, by the way. He said,
right.
I think I guess in the wrong pitch all the time. And I like what he said. Nobody got it, you know, who got to trade me or want me the way I'm playing right now? And he was right. He got to play better for himself. He got to play better for the ball club. The ball club need him. But I want to be positive. I still think this kid is good enough. I think it's good enough. I hope he thinks how good it can be. Maybe he don't know how good it can be. Maybe he don't know how much damage he can do in the big league. And maybe not have no idea how, you know, the potential he have. But right now, he's right. Nobody going to trade. Yeah, they can trade him. Of course they can trade him. But I don't think the White Sox is going to receive anything important or what right. They think they're going to. I don't think they're going to get the place they want to give for him. No, it's no chance. And I hope he start play better. Not to get trade. I hope he start play better just to help the White Sox win more games.
Ozzie, I want to go back to last night for a second. From your perspective, a baseball lifer and manager, when you see Adrian Hauser, somebody come in from the organization, 32-year-old veteran, he's pitching for the first time, meeting teammates as he arrives in the clubhouse. His catcher's a 22-year-old rookie calling the game. He gave up 2 hits in 6 innings. How impressive was that? How difficult and challenging was that for a pitcher to come in, meet his catcher on the fly, go out to the mound, and then execute the way that he did?
Oh, amazing. Well, now baseball games, you go through computers, you go to scout report, you go to so many different things. One thing about Carroll did yesterday, in a very crucial situations, very ones, he went to a slider 3-2 with the game on the line and worked. But you know what Carroll was calling? It was where the ball was situating, where the ball was throwing. That make it better. Sometimes you play baseball better when you know things. Just let him flow. Just let him flow and hopefully for the best. When you start tanking and tanking and tanking, you make a lot of mistakes because you're not when you take much because you don't have confidence what you're going to do. At the play, on the mound. When you start thinking too much, say, uh-oh, you say you're confident. I'd rather have a guy just go there and throw the ball, be around the plate. Don't be thinking about, like, what I should throw here, what I do here. And same way with the hitting. But I think that combo was awesome. But I think Kato did a tremendous job, unbelievable job, calling the game yesterday at the guy, he don't know who it was.
It's just amazing. You know, and I got to say, it felt like a little random, right? It felt like there was luck involved. It felt like somehow the rain delay aided them, right? I mean, it's not like the Sox produced a ton of runs. They squeezed out a run, and somehow that held up. It's not something you see very often from that team.
No, especially the bullpen being losing a lot of games, maybe yep. the most in the big league. But it's a lot of reason why. They when they go to the ball game, they all by one run with three innings to go. Just so many little things happen. They don't have a closer.
Right.
They go by commitment. They go to see who's the guy throw the ball better. You know, so many things they go through right now. That's why the bullpen is suffering like that. But the reason the bullpen is suffering like that, guys, is just because the offense is being horrible. Offense has been down most of the year. If the offense was okay, they will win at least 5 more games in April, maybe 2-3 more games right now. I think the offense, you got to turn the corner and start to help these guys because those guys have pitched very good. Very excited to see those kids come out pitching the way they are. And it's to me, it's starting to score some runs. You know what I mean? Somewhere and somehow. Venable, somebody get on base, just do a hit run, you know, do whatever it is to get this thing going because it's, like I said, the offense is being very, very, very low.
Ozzy, obviously everything about the White Sox in terms of excitement is about the future and about the prospects. And last night, Grant Taylor down in Birmingham had an 11-pitch inning. He hit 100 miles per hour on the gun. And according to MLB Pipeline, this year, out of the bullpen, since they made him a relief pitcher, he's faced 11 hitters. He's got 7 strikeouts. He's only given up 1 hit. Mm-hmm. A guy that dominant at Double A, does that say in today's Major League Baseball that he could be ready to face Major League pitching? And do you think the Sox will be calling up Grant Taylor in the neck before the All-Star break this season? What do you think for a guy who looks that promising right now?
Well, yes, he does. You know, when you're a pitcher, you can ask Crochet, you can ask Dylan C. You know, you can ask a lot of guys out there. When you can pitch, I think I'd rather wasting their bullets up in the big league level than facing kids. When you have that stuff, of course you got a chance to pitch in the big league. And it's just something about confidence. And he does. And I think, you know, I mean, don't cut it to a big league. I remember Chris Sale come to the big league, and I want him to start. Then I said, you know what? Let's put him in a situation to have success, bring him to the from the bullpen, and build him a little by little. And we did it. And if you look at what career he did, or what he took advantage on, I think. But nowadays, you know, the arbitrations and the days in the big league. All the money tank, I think they hold players a little bit more in the minor league because that's the treasure. But right now, if you earn it, and you should be in the big league, I think they should try to see at least what this league can bring to the White Sox for the future and see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't argue with that. It's interesting that they took him out of the role that he was in as a starter because that's obviously a more valuable role. But I mean, if the guy can throw like that
and help the major league team now,
well, I mean, the major league team needs help.
By the way, guys, sorry to interrupt you. By the way, how many real big league hitters are in one lineup? So maybe one, two,
right?
Big league hitters. Maybe few teams. Few teams. You got to have four or five guys. You know, the rest is a good players, but right. Not great big players, and not to right now. I think you look in the lineup roster in the big league level. You don't see any lineup like, wow, look at this lineup. Well, you see a few lineups there like, they have a great lineup right now.
Yeah, the Dodgers like, wow. They have three or four.
But they're all in the National League.
The Cubs probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they probably have three, you know, major league hitters, if you count Suzuki
Yankees.
and Tucker and PCA.
The way the Cubs play against the White Sox, seems like they have 35 big league players.
No kidding.
That's so
great
true.
Stuff, Ozzy.
Ozzy, you're the best, buddy. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
That is Ozzy Guillen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.